This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Network Marketing Leadership Show. You've got Adrian Chenault. In about 30 more seconds, you'll have Tom Chenault. And we are so excited about the guest we have coming today. We've got a stand-in here who is his body double. He's a very famous body double. I don't know if we should get into that. But he has been the backside. This is no joke. Our body double has been the backside of Brett Favre in Something About Mary, true story. You remember it where it shows his bare behind, the real man right here in the studio. So there he is. Welcome, Tom Chenault.
Has the show started yet?
It started. We're going. We're having fun. We're rolling with
you. Hello, Jefferson. How are you, buddy?
What's up, brother? Good to see you, man.
But good. Oh, terrible shirt for this camera, though.
Oh, that's all right. We'll roll with it. We just are having fun. You got a shirt for radio.
There you go. Hi, Jefferson. Did you introduce him yet?
I haven't introduced him yet.
Oh, my God. Okay, so everybody, I've known about Jefferson. I'll never forget the first time I met him, actually. It was unbelievable, that experience. And I've been in awe of him ever since that day. But where I really saw the rubber hit the road was Eric Worre's 7-day GoPro recruiting week. And I am telling you, this guy came out of his boots. He's got more skill, more game, more charisma, more passion, more knowledge than literally anybody out there. So we had to have him. So then we got lucky because his life just went to hell in a handbasket. So instead of talking from the ivory tower, we're getting the absolute fight back, which is the best part about life, is not that you get knocked down, but you got back up. Wouldn't you agree?
Completely. Yep.
Gee, mini Christmas. So what do you got?
Yeah, I couldn't be more excited to have this guy. And I agree. I think it's one thing to get to learn from somebody when they are at the very top. It's so cool to get to talk to somebody who's been at the top, who had something come in and hit them, and has been able to climb to the top of a new mountain in a big hurry. And so, Jefferson Santos, welcome to the show, man. We're so glad to have you here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited, man. Y'all look great. Let's rock and roll.
We are rocking. So let's just get to life before the rise and fall. How? Where'd you come from? I mean, people don't look like you in this profession normally. You are a movie star good looking. I hate everything about you. Talk to me about your childhood and your life a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, hey, what's up, Pastor? I love you, but talk to me.
That's it.
This is great. So I grew up in Dallas, Texas. My parents are from Brazil. They came over in 1969, had me in 1975. And my parents divorced when I was four. So my mother raised my sister and I. She had three jobs. Working really hard. We live in a Section 8 apartment complex. And, you know, I just played some sports to stay out of trouble. And, you know, one of the things that was interesting about sports is that from fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, junior high, and high school, we had some pretty good athletes, but we had a losing record all those years, even all the way up to like senior year. We're 5-5. So nobody plays sports to lose. Nobody likes to lose. Nobody gets used to losing. But it was crazy because in my head, I was like, well, I'll get him next time. We'll get him next year. That was my eternal optimist. And maybe practice harder, right? So for everyone where you feel like you're losing or you lost a couple of times, just it's like you got to get up again and go after it again. And so the crazy part was I got accepted. I asked my dad, I go, what do I got to do to fly airplanes? Because I love airplanes. You see some airplanes behind me here, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I got to get straight A's. So I'm like, okay, cool. So straight A's equals flying planes. So I started working on my grades and I heard about the Air Force Academy, heard about the Naval Academy, heard about West Point, all this stuff. And I was able to get accepted to the Naval Academy and I went there. And the crazy part was I played football there. And so I go from civilian life to military life, living at home my whole life to living 2,000 miles away from my mom. And then, going from high school football in Texas to Division I A football in college. You know, getting our head beat in, right? And, you know, losing weight during, you know, boot camp, like trying to like, we're running miles every single day. Then we're starting football season. And the crazy part about that is whenever you go through a transition, you need to prove yourself again. So yeah, of course, everybody going into the Naval Academy, we are all straight A students, some of them salutatorians, valedictorians, but guess what? We all got our heads shaved. We all got our clothes taken away. We all got beat down to a pulp until guess what? It was time to prove yourself again.
Yeah.
And that's where I was at. But here's the crazy part. The year, so we're held losing record when I was there. The year I left the Naval Academy, I didn't go all the way through. I was there for 2 years, transferred out, got the entrepreneur bug. But the year I left the Naval Academy, they won a bowl game.
No.
So I missed the championship. I missed the ring. I missed the whole validation of why the heck I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about that, right? So then I'm back in Dallas. I'm like, oh, crap. You know, what do I do? So I'm trying to get into the next university, TCU, Texas Christian University, to play football there. But in between, my mother tells me about network marketing. And she invites me to this doctor's house, big old house. He's drawing circles on the whiteboard. I'm like, dude, this was like football, man. I could do this, right? I'm like, I love the whole teamwork thing. So I didn't have any preconceived notions of network marketing. I didn't have any. It was just like, dude, circles, team, whatever, I'm in. Because one of the things for me is I was never the fastest kid. I was never the strongest kid. I was never the smartest kid in school. But I knew what I was good at. I was really good at like focusing on stuff. And I knew that I had to study extra, and I knew that I had to run extra, and I knew that I had to lift weights extra just to keep up. So with that mentality, I guess the collective compounding of just learning the habit, right? Your habits what make you, right? The habit of learning, doing extra reading, doing the extra mile, the extra thing, you know, that has that collective compounding of an exponential growth. And so, but still, I was at TCU, we lost. The year I left there, they won a bowl game. So that's two, right? I'm like, is this guy a bad luck charm or what the heck, dude, right? And so the crazy part is I get into network, I start network marketing, right? And I sponsored three people in my first 2 years. Yes. You know, I'm all excited. I'm going to events. I'm sitting by myself because I don't have a team yet. You know, and I was able to usually get a front row seat or a second row seat because I just ran up there and found like those little extra seats that have the coats and the purses on them and stuff. I just got in there because they didn't have a team with me. So, but it was just me and the speaker one-on-one. And I was just like, every time, here's what kept me in. And here's what's going to keep you in is searching for the stories, is listening to the stories and where do they come from? How do they do it? And all like that kept me going. That gave me another, more oxygen for another 30 days and then another 30 days and another 90 days. And so my belief and my faith carried me until my skill could catch up. And so for me, when you add up fourth grade all the way till I started making six figures in network marketing, which was about 8.5 years into my network marketing career, that's 19 years of not getting what I wanted, of working really hard and not getting a win, and the character building years, they say, right? But it is true. You build your roots, you build your foundation, you build all of that. And obviously when I was at the second university, I had to prove myself again. And one of the things that is really important of like being your own boss is the self-discipline part, because in between universities, I'm going, okay, y'all remember East Bay catalog, like with the parachutes and the strength shoes and all the stuff, right?
I love
like
that.
I bought an East Bay catalog. I bought the strength shoes. I learned how to jump and get my calves going. I got the parachutes. So I'm like running, sprinting, trying to get faster. I did that in the mornings before my buddy picked me up so we can go knock on doors in small towns around Dallas to sell roofing and siding and windows. And so that's what I did in between universities there, right? As I was getting started network marketing. And so I learned the rejection. I learned knocking on doors and who's going to answer and all that kind of stuff, right? And then learning how to work out and I couldn't go to this next university and be slower. I had to get faster. I had to prove myself. They needed to know who Santos was so Santos can see the field, because I was a walk-on and there was no scholarships left.
Wow.
I had to get in there, right? And so I kind of looked at myself as kind of a God, what's his name? You know, those utility players, the flankers that are really fast kind of guys. Like
Rudy.
Yeah. Like a Rudy. But what's the guy that did the, that played for New England that was with Brady when he was there? Oh, I can't remember.
It'll come to my head in a second.
Yeah. Welker. Is it Welker? Welker was
Welker. Yeah.
And there's some other ones. So that's kind of how I saw myself. And so I always figured out a way to get open. So here's the thing. Is Now, here's what's happened since then. Started getting, you know, that was about 2003 when I started to get some success. 2004, 2005, helped start a company with some buddies. The last 15 years, it's been crazy. Built a team of over 1 million-plus people, 50-plus countries.
Insane.
Earning eight figures. What's that?
Insane success.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy. And stuff happened last year. A lot of things happened last year for a lot of people. And, it was crazy. You know, some issues happened in another country with some fraud in 2017 and COVID hit us, and we were in the travel industry and it hit us in a big, big way. And we had to make some choices and transitions. And so my buddy was able to strike a deal with another company and allow us to all come over together. But at that time, it's tough because a lot of us weren't getting paid. A lot of us were going through a lot of difficulties. And how do you lead a team? First of all, getting people in network marketing could be hard for some people, right? Then they're on your team, and then let's say they might start making some good money, and then they don't get paid, and then you don't get paid. Like, how do you keep a team like that? It's
really
not easy.
They also blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah, not only is it not your problem, you're in the same boat as them, but they blame you. I know.
Right.
I was in that world too, and it is impossible, but you get good at this business, you can take over a country, which you guys did. I mean, you just walked right out and walked right in. It was a speed bump, not in devastating, but the grit and the teamwork paid off yet one more time. Right?
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of difficult conversations, a lot of long nights and early mornings and Zooms. Many, many countries having conversations. And the hard part was, you know, because things are still going on legally. The hard part was you can't share. You don't know everything and you can't share everything.
Yeah.
So then it's like, what are you hiding or whatever? It's like, I don't even know, like, because I'm not in there every single day. I'm not a lawyer. All that stuff. You don't know. You just say, look, we all have our hearts in the right place. We all have our dreams and we get a chance to continue our dreams, you know, in network marketing together. That was the big thing. We got to stay together.
Yeah. Well, I am telling you, after the break, I wanted to hear that because every one of you, Eric Worre hits the nail on the head. Every year as a big leader, something catastrophic happens to your business. A big leg leaves, the FTC comes in, the FDA comes in, somebody comes in and just heaves a hand grenade into your business. And you have to be ready for it. It's inevitable it's going to happen. And the mark of the winner is moving through it and past it and beyond it in a powerful way. And that's what these guys did. And I know that this entire profession is in a massive state of flux. And I wanted Jefferson on here because I think he's exemplified the comeback story literally better than anybody. So we'll be back right after this. Thanks for tuning in.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back. This is Tom Chanel. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Jefferson Santos.
What's up?
This is my idol, you guys, and I am telling you, he's like 12. And it was unbelievable what this guy's accomplished. And in 1988, I got two DUIs and two disturbingly pieces in 1 month. However, in that year, I made $900,000 back before most of you were born. I had climbed the ladder all the way to the top. And I'm looking down, two DUIs, horrible alcoholic, cheating on my wife, robbing everybody blind, and I'm at the top of the ladder. And I looked around and said, I've arrived, until I realized that the ladder was leaned against the wrong wall. It was supposed to be over there, and I had to climb all the way down to the bottom and about 50 feet lower to go back up, just like Jefferson did. But he did it 1,000 times faster, 1,000 times better, because he understands teamwork and everybody having a cause. And I am telling you, we're in awe of you. And I want to say that loud and clear. You're a machine, a beast, and a man to be emulated. So thank you.
Appreciate that, my friend. No pressure.
So this is our shortest segment. So we got about 5 minutes, Jefferson. But I want to talk about leading through the valley, because that's what you have just really done. And I think this is such an important lesson. And so I just would love for you to share some of the things that you learned along the way and that, you know, you would impart to, you know, leaders and aspiring leaders about what it takes when that challenge, when that big challenge inevitably comes.
Yeah. Don't hide. You can't hide. You have to pick up your phone. I didn't want to pick up my dang phone. You know, we talk about like when you prospect, the phone is 500 pounds. Well, that shit was like 1,000,000 pounds when somebody's calling you and you know they're asking, hey, why aren't we getting paid, or why is this happening, or what's really going on? And, you know, are you telling all that stuff? And you have to have the crucial conversations, and you have to have it with love. You have to let people get a little angry because they need to get it off their chest. What usually happens, you know, when there's fear, it's anger, and then behind that's really fear, right? So you got a lot of people that were angry, that were just, they want, like literally all of our dreams got shattered. And we're like, well, what do we do? And also, it was faith. It was, I've got a team of friends that we get together at least once a week, if not multiple times, and we do a prayer call. And we're talking about what's going on and this and that, and we're praying for each other. And because I didn't do it by myself. I mean, you know, God helped me. My friends, my buddies helped me. And we helped each other. We had to lean on each other because it was really tough. There were a couple of us that went silent for a little bit. We had to pull each other back up. And it was that kind of a deal. And because a lot of us were all around the world, I mean, you know, thank God for technology. Thank God for WhatsApp and Zoom and all these different technologies where we can communicate with each other, whether we're both up or they're sleeping and I'm sleeping or whatever. And, but it took a lot of time. And, you know, I've got an amazing wife. I've got two kids. And my wife knew about all the stuff. And what was also difficult was trying to stay positive with her and optimistic, but also be real as well, right? While I'm, you know, and then she's going to share that stuff. And then I still got to go talk to my leader. So it was coming from both sides, but she was hugely supportive because she knows that if she wasn't supportive, that would affect my energy.
We'll never forget in 2003, my income went down $45,000 a month overnight. The company went out of business. And that was quite the rug pull. And my wife looked at me and said, I do not want to do network marketing anymore. We've got to go get a job. I said, okay, you go get a job making $21,500 a month, and I'll get a job making $21,500 a month, and we'll be able to get to where we were. But it's impossible. You don't really have a choice because this is all we really know how to do. But at the end of the day, that's what's so beautiful about it, because you are not your company. And if something happens to your company and you've been that leader using contact mapping to stay in contact with your team and know their blood type and know they know you're in the foxhole with them, they're just going to look at you and say, what do we do next? Which is exactly what happened to you guys, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, it's thank God that my cross-line friends that were not on my team, we helped each other. See, this is the importance of building relationships outside of your team with people within your company, people within the industry, because we all need help. And that was a huge part of what kept my team in and kept their team in, is them seeing all the parents stick together.
Amen. Hey. Well, the good news about AM radio and being on all these stations is that we're on AM radio and all these stations. The bad news is we have to take breaks so that you know, all over the world on these AM stations. So we're going to take another break. Don't get all on Twitter about it. If you're on the AM radio, listen to the commercials. That pays for the show. If you're not, just God bless Ted Anderson, the owner of the Genesis Communication Network, who for 12 years has let me be on the air for free without ever giving me any trouble. One of the world's greatest guys. We'll be back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The use of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine can now resume after the CDC and FDA lifted the 11-day pause while studying reports of blood clots. Dr. Henry Bernstein was part of the CDC's advisory panel.
This event of blood clots and low platelets is extraordinarily rare.
15 women out of nearly 8 million people who received the J&J vaccine got blood clots. 3 of them died. Information sheets on the findings will now be distributed to providers about the risks of blood clots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
The American public should feel reassured about the safety systems and protocols that we have in place around the COVID-19 vaccines.
She also recommended that pregnant women get the vaccine after a new study showed it was safe for both mom and baby. This is USA Radio News. Some dangerous weather in parts of the Mississippi and the Carolinas as heavy rain and thunderstorms rumbled across the region. On Friday, some areas of the southeast were under freeze warnings and frost advisories, with several cities dipping to below normal. Conditions have gotten worse, with hail, damaging winds, flooding downpours, and even tornadoes continuing to threaten the region. On Friday night, at least one tornado tore through Hardeman and Wilbarger counties. Softball-sized hail fell over parts of Ford County, Texas. In total, the National Weather Service received 100 reports of severe weather on Friday night, stretching from Texas to the far western Florida panhandle. The Indonesian Navy said it found debris from its lost submarine, indicating that the vessel with 53 people aboard sank in an area of the Bali Sea. Search crews have been looking for the sub since it went missing on Wednesday, about 60 miles north of Bali. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, the unbelievable Jefferson Santos. And I'm just thrilled to death to have him with us today. You've got to follow him. Don't try following him on Instagram. You'll never hear from 300,000 people. It's a pile of people. Can't believe it.
Big number.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. People love him. He's got it totally going because he's as good on the inside as he is on the outside. And he's a guy you want to jump in the foxhole with because his motives are pure. He wants to help you have a better life. So stick with him. Follow his path. Follow his story. Because I'm telling you, you're in your own story, whether you know it or not. And following people that have gotten out of that story to the other side are what you want. And this guy's got a vibe that can attract a tribe, and you want to be in that tribe. So let's talk about network marketing as a whole. As badly as you got your brains beat in, You went to the Naval Academy. You went to TCU. You've obviously been intellectually and physically very, very, very fortunate in your life. You took a taste of network marketing. You got punched in the face hard by COVID and what was going on in that foreign country with the fraud. Yet you decided, with all that, looking back on it, you could sell anything anything with the skills that you learned here. You chose to go back in to another company in the network marketing space when you really didn't need to. Why is that?
That's what I know. I mean, it's leading people, helping people leverage. It's helping people get their time back. I mean, you know, one thing about network marketing is it's a time machine. We get our time back. And that's the most precious commodity we have, right? You know,
right.
A second ago is the furthest. I mean, you know, it's just, we can't get it back. And so this business enables, you know, lends itself to mentorship. And as you help other people, you end up helping yourself, but it's just such an exponential helping machine. Once you understand it, I'm like, I would never do anything else. Why would I do anything else? Because you can literally exponentially grow your income and your time, like in almost no time, depending on your skill set and all that kind of stuff. And that I had nowhere else to go. I'll say that I had nowhere else to go but network marketing.
So here's a high level athlete saying something a minute ago. And it reminded me of when I met Brian McMullen's partner, Tim, and I can't remember his name to save my life, who went to MIT. And he came out of MIT and he went to a multi-level marketing presentation and saw all those X's on the wall and all the O's. And everybody goes, that's just a pyramid scheme. And he goes, no, that's not a pyramid scheme. That is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And that's what he's done for the rest of his life and done quite well at it. He looked at that X's and O's on the wall, reminded him of football and the team, and he realized that he needed a team. This made sense to him. It's got to make sense to you. And I don't care if it's arithmetic using math like Adrian's all about or what Jefferson's all about with a sports analogy or both, but find your why and realize you can do this, but you can't do it alone. You've got to be mentored. You've got to be coached, and you got to play it to win, right?
Yeah, totally. You know, I mean, wealth building is a team sport, right? I mean, nobody has ever done it by themselves. The Oprahs of the world and the Elon Musks of the world, right? They all have a team. You might not see the team, but they have a team. The question is where's your team? You gotta get a team. You gotta join a team, get a team, build a team. That's what life is about. You know, as my boy, I introduced NASCAR to my boys last year and I took them to a live race, you know. And I'm telling you, that's all they talk about. Their favorite drivers, Chase Elliott. And it's crazy last year because he won the championship. But the second to the last race, he had to win the race to get the top four spots in the playoffs to the championship in Phoenix, right? Here's the crazy part is they go in for inspection and all this stuff, right? He's in the top four pole position at the beginning, right? He fails inspection. He's like, yeah, you're going to have to go tailback. He's like, copy that. That's it. He starts 40th in the back at the championship. He mowed everybody down and he won the freaking race. Go look up Chase Elliott champion NASCAR 2020. It's amazing what he did. You'll hear him. He says, copy that. He's like, ah, you have to go tailback. He's like, copy that. Like, dude, I don't know. I would have went ape. You know what I'm talking about? What are you talking about, dude?
Wow. So yeah. Here's the deal, everybody. I used to watch him. I used to watch Mark. I used to watch Matt. I used to watch these guys go all over the world making major, major money. And I was making major, major money when I was watching these guys walk all over the world making major, major money. And I always thought, God, I cannot believe the guy at the top is still getting these guys to go travel all over the world making all that dough. Now, the reason I say that to you is because all of a sudden it hit the fan. And when it hit the fan, these guys didn't have to look back and try to remember their skills. They were relevant. They'd been playing every day up to the catastrophe, even though they didn't have to. And most of the big network marketers I know have forgotten what it was like to be in the trenches. And having gone through what you just went through, how important is it to not think you're half as hip, slick, and cool as your paycheck is trying to tell you you are, so you think you deserve to be up there in the ivory tower looking down on people? You got to stay relevant every minute, just exactly like you did on that GoPro recruiting thing, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? You got to keep the rust off. You got to be well-oiled. You got to be a well-oiled machine. And the thing is like, when you're around, if you've If you're at the top of your game or on your way to the top of your game and you start having conversations with people that are in the trenches, you better sound like you're in the trenches too, because the texture of your conversation can easily be, you know, heard or, I guess, snuffed out if you're not in the trenches. And that's the thing. It's like, why? That would be such a disappointment, right? You meet your hero, and I'm not saying I'm anybody's hero, but I'm just saying,
yeah, for sure.
You meet your hero, right? And they're like, Wait a second. What? Like, you don't even know, like, what you're talking about, dude. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you want to be able to have that conversation. Like, you just sponsored somebody yesterday or the day before, and you're starting a new team and all these things. Cause that's what we do. That's what leaders do. Of course we play too. We work hard, play hard, right? But with technology now, it's beautiful because you can do this all around the world on the phone-based business, home-based business, computer-based business, whatever. But I think it's important, those of us that you've mastered stuff online, to master stuff offline as well, because there's all, and you have to integrate it as well, right? And so when you can pass the ball, run the ball, you know, pitch the ball, kick the ball, punt the ball, do all the different skill sets, then you're able to train whoever in your team that's what they like to do. That's fine. You're able to have several modalities and several legs and several teams that this person, they like to do home meetings. They like to do online stuff. They like to do this. If you know it all, okay, you might be better at some others, but then you could teach it and you can be right there in the trenches, whether you're online or in person with them. And I think as a leader in this industry, you know, everything is still relevant. The online, the offline, don't poo-poo the offline, don't poo-poo the online. Hey, it's all here together, and we're all, last time I checked, we're still human. Right? We're here and we just got to learn. We got to learn it all. And if you want to be relevant, yes, learn this whole. I am not a TikTok expert. Matter of fact, I suck at TikTok. However, pretty good at Instagram. I need to do some more stories on Facebook and Instagram and reels and all that kind of stuff. I'm getting there, but you don't have to be the master of all social media. Just at least one platform and be good at listening to people and showing them what you have and how it can help them.
I don't care how you get to the funnel. I mean, if it's TikTok, if it's Clubhouse, you're ultimately going to get to the funnel where you have to be in relationship with human beings. And I don't know what your number is that you can think you can master. Christ tried 12 and only hit 11 out of 12. So I'm going to tell you, it's not everybody on the planet like everybody seems to think it is. Get strong with your tribe. And be that leader you always wanted your upline to be. That's what these guys did. So then when it hit the fan above them, they were able to transition everybody over there to where they needed to go. One of their kingpins decided to really step over there and set the stage for everybody. And I'm just telling you, I think you did it right. I think you did it with as much integrity as possible. It's hard. And you start finding out who your friends aren't. When there's troubled waters, because they're smiling to your face and stabbing you in the back, and that sucks, but you learn a lesson that you never forget, and you really learn out of all that forgiveness, and I think you'd agree with that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, listen, everybody has a breaking point, and there was just certain people on the teams that just, you know, they bailed out, they tapped out earlier, and that's fine. They had to do what they needed to do, right? But the ones that stayed, it's like, you know, TD Jakes says, the ones who stayed couldn't leave, and the ones who left couldn't stay, right? Yeah. And the reason why you have your tribe is because they listen to your voice. They resonate with you. And if the people that don't resonate with you, guess what? They're going to resonate with somebody else, and that's okay, right? But, you know, what's crazy is, you know, we had an amazing director of training that also came with us, and he was a huge glue to everything. And, you know, we just kicked off our first live event, and, you know, 15 months.
I saw it.
We just finished it. It was ridiculous. I mean, we had all the protocols and the code protocols and all that. But man, everybody is on fire. And I'm telling you, if you get a chance, if your company or somebody does a live event and you can, you know, you could physically go there, I would go there because it is a whole different level. I think a lot of us are tired of looking at cameras. It's nice to see some live people too.
Well, I know one thing right now. I'm going to have to buy some pants. I haven't worn pants in years. Yeah, this is pretty cool, you guys. And what's so beautiful about it is when you start thinking about yourself, you got this company, you might be making 5, 10, 20, a lot of money, a lot more than that, and you start thinking everybody else are idiots, just understand that you never, ever, ever, ever know. and you don't know when that hand grenade is going to hit you, and how you treat those people who the hand grenade already hit is going to be an indication of how they're going to treat you if that hand grenade does hit you. So please do that. Please just love people. Don't be a venomous person. It's horrible. I hate it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, one thing too is that I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, some people when they leave a team or something, they just make all kinds of noise and all kinds of stuff. It's like, look, if you don't like the team, then leave, but leave quietly. You don't need to announce it to the whole world kind of thing. Right. And so that's the thing. It's like, this industry, you know, we've learned personal development. And if you call yourself a leader or a person that knows personal development, if you choose to do something else, cool, but don't hurt everybody else's business in the process. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that really frustrates me sometimes is some people just don't think about it and think about themselves and think, well, if I can just make a big noise, everybody will follow me or whatever. It's like, look, you talk to people that know you and you have that conversation and you do things quietly. And so, you know, we had some people kind of, you know, make some ruckus and everything, and it confused people because then what do I do? Do I tell them the truth or just say, I couldn't really tell that because I'd be bad mouthing them. So it's like, it's a double edged sword, right? So
we got to take a fast break. We'll be back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, final segment. God, this time went so fast.
Flying by. First question. This has been so good.
What's his name?
His name is Jefferson Santos.
Okay, that's a good one.
All right. So we're back with Jefferson Santos. And Jefferson, you, when we, in the last segment, you were talking at the beginning about that, you know, nothing really happens in network marketing until you have a team. You've got to build that team, and that's where the leverage starts to come in. And you've done it a couple of times now. You've done it again recently. What do you think is the most, what are the most important ingredients to help you to attract and build a team?
Well, I mean, number one is your come from. It's where you're coming from, right? And the mistake that I made in my first 8.5 years in network marketing was I didn't have any money, so I chased the money. I looked at everybody as a dollar sign. I gave off the vibe that I didn't care. I cared, but I wasn't communicating that, right? So I think it's important to communicate the caring and not like, you know, kumbaya all the time, but I'm just saying like, look, asking questions, right? Listening to those answers. What's going on in their life? Are they working too much? You know, are they not having enough time with their kids? What is it they want to buy? Are they trying to get a new car? Are they trying to get a new house? Are they trying to ghost on a vacation they haven't been to in 5 years or something like that? It's asking questions and listening, right? And then showing them the opportunity of how to do it. Now, I show somebody the whole buffet table. I don't show anybody anything until I can show them everything, because for me, I lead with the opportunity, usually the prospect, because I ask the question, lead with the opportunity, and then I show the buffet table. You know what? If they don't like the business, if the business is weird for them and all that stuff, guess what? They might buy the products or the product or whatever, right? But I always show the buffet table. Now, the thing is once they're in, here's what's important. The game just starts. Now it's about helping them get their list down or whatever they do and help them get started, help them get a first check, help them get a quick win immediately, right? Show, prove to them that this does work, right? And be there when they get a no, and be there when they get a no show and say, hey, let's call somebody else, and be there, because guess what? My buddy Wayne was there for me when that was happening for me, right? And so you've got to be there. So it is a little bit like raising a new child, okay, in a way, because they don't know what they're doing yet. They might know this part of their career, this other job, but they don't know about this. It's like free weights versus machine weights. I mean, you can get hurt if you don't know how to lift weights, right? It's like one of those things. That's how you build a team, is you share an opportunity, right? You look for people, you ask them questions, you find out what their needs are, you fill the need with what you have, then help them go do the same thing. And it's really that simple. And then the culture. How are you building team culture? Are you doing events for your team? Are you doing contests for your team? Are you having celebratory Zooms and calls and recognition, right, for the smallest things? Are you doing that? Because people, if they hear their name, people literally die for recognition, i.e. the military, right? I mean, it's crazy. It's awesome. That's how you build a team.
That's so powerful. And you, as you were sharing that, I was just thinking about that there's such a, you know, I think we get trapped into thinking about sharing a business opportunity almost like it's a sale that ends at the point that the person signs up.
Starts there.
And that's so wrong. And it's, you know, I spent about 10 years in corporate America, and I was in finance. We would hire these analysts, and we'd put a lot of energy into hiring the analysts. But imagine if the kid showed up, you know, fresh out of college. It's the first day, and you go, all right, man, well, I'm just going to go recruit the next analyst. So, you know, just figure it out, find some stuff to do. Here's a computer. See you later.
Yeah.
No, you know, they would last 2 weeks. No one, that would be a crazy, crazy thing to do. And I think there's so much energy and so much emotion that gets poured into trying to get the person over the line.
Right.
You're just, you know, you've wasted it if you don't actually do what Jefferson just talked about when you get across the line.
And the other thing, too, is having, you know, having a system, a daily method of operation, and a system to where they can go, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do this? Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm in. Right? You've got to show them in your presentation. If you're not showing them, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do this? Then they're probably not going to sign up because you got to show them the system of how they're going to do it within the presentation, which the good ones do that.
So you are off to the races. You're going to build another empire. You are moving like the wind. How do people get hold of you?
Well, really simple, connectwithjefferson.com. Just go there. It'll take you to a little mini website. My other website just has other – it's simple, connectwithjefferson.com. That's how you do it.
Okay, so this goes to the podcast next. Then on Saturday, it goes to AM radio all over the world. Whatever you do, tag your friends and tell them to listen to him because he is you. He is me. And why I love him so much is he, I never saw him sweat, even though I knew he was in the fight of a lifetime. And I have so much respect for that. It was unbelievable. And I just want you to know, Jefferson, that whatever we can do, and your band of merry men, I actually chose you over all those guys, so you can go tell them all. I know you know them all, and I know they all know. And I chose you because I did. I'm telling you what, because you stuck your chin out when somebody wanted to punch you. And everybody wanted to, like, kick dirt on you and everybody around that world. And none of you, you know, you guys locked arms and said, that is a passing fad. You may laugh at us now, but he who laughs last laughs best. And you guys proved it. And that event that you just had was epic. And I just got out of an in-person meeting last weekend with just 100 people at it. But it was tear-jerking because we finally got to hug and love each other again. Next week on this show, we have got Marina Ware. She is going to be out of her mind talking about most powerful women in network marketing. They're going to have over 100,000 people at that virtual event. It is free. You better register for that, baby, because it's going to change the world. Eric is just on fire. And the stuff he's doing with Ware Studios and Marina is doing is epic, and it's making us all look good, just like Jefferson does. We'll see you all next week. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Thanks a lot.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.